T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tuesdays with Dale and Keefe, because Keefe is on baby watch. So we get not one, not two, not three, 4 big hours of Wiggy. You guys need to talk off the air right now, discuss when we're going to go shoot guns and drink it.
I'm here.
So I'm right around the corner, so I want to be involved as well.
Good.
I just reached out to the Axe Bar in Somerville to get our schedule up there as well. So we are getting towards...
I have a busy week ahead of me.
The Summer of Reamer rolls on here.
Team.
Yes.
Don't run, listeners.
And Mark James in tomorrow for all geez. 4 hours, Jerry.
What did we do to deserve this? I would rather have my mouth washed out with soap.
Okay, give him that.
What if Mark James washes your mouth out with soap?
Is that true? He's in for 4 hours tomorrow?
No. How about three? You okay with three?
6 a.m. Boston.
7
Mark
to 10.
James.
Mark James tomorrow on Mutt and Callahan.
I'll knock the bleep out, bro.
High leverage situation.
Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Coming up at 2 on WEEI,
it's Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier.
Dumb people, they like to sit there and talk in deep, cryptic, mystical ways. You decipher it on your own.
The more you get away with, the more okay you get with trying to get away with it.
That makes sense.
That's deep.
But that makes sense. It's very clear.
OMF. Afternoons 2 to 6 on WEEI.
Paint the walls, paint the halls, we can help you do it all. Arch Painting.
Hi folks, it's Joe Giacalone, owner of Arch Painting. Whether you're a facilities manager at a school or hospital, or a building manager with multiple locations, when it comes to painting your properties, you need people you can trust.
The 2019 NBA Most Valuable Player goes to...
The answer is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He deserves the MVP.
He does not deserve the MVP.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm going to be the best player in the league. I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my team win, and I'm going to win the MVP.
Dale Arnold.
I don't know if this is true or not, but a texter says to
true.
Us...
Oh, true.
Rich Keefe.
Kyrie Irving didn't like Boston. He didn't like living in Boston.
What? Why wouldn't you like Boston?
I mean, traffic sucks. We all know that.
Traffic sucks in a lot of places, Dale.
Sicko sign. It's a landmark, for God's sake.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, who had Tuesday and the Keefe won't be here because the baby has come, Poole, because you lost.
Well, I'm here.
Technically, you haven't lost, I guess.
Again, I could leave.
You can be gone any minute.
But I started the show on Tuesday, Dale.
Can I ask you something?
Yes,
you can. Who has three,
this is Jermaine Wiggins.
As somebody who has three kids, right? I think the voice, you know, they might recognize the voice.
Yeah.
As somebody who has three kids, why not induce?
Well, the due date is today.
Right.
So we haven't induced yet. Yes. I mean, I guess we still could, but right now...
Well, why induce if you don't have to?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Well,
and they say if, you know, you're in there a little longer, it's okay.
Well, because it's right around the work time. When I had one of my kids was during training camp, and the other one was during the season, November. And so we induced, I think, on my second one and during the season because, you know, obviously you don't want to miss time because...
Well, this is not exactly the busiest time of sports radio. Well, I don't know if you've noticed here, Wiggy.
I don't
the
know
next
if you've ever
of
heard of the story of Wally Pipp.
I have heard of Wally Pipp. Are you suggesting that I am Wally Pipp and you were Lou Gehrig in this scenario?
No, I'm not saying
it sounds like it sounds like what he's suggesting he's
like,
is,
I'm going to lose my
job
if I
kid
leave.
Today, yeah, be yeah. back here tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, that's what I did for...
Oh, I get 4 weeks of paternity.
Oh, do you?
4 weeks, yeah.
Well, see, clearly you don't know the story.
You think if I'm...
I mean, you got Andy Hart rolling around here.
So you think if I hypothetically took a month off from work, I wouldn't have a job waiting for me?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm asking,
where are you?
Yeah, legally, that can't happen, but I could see how it could certainly also happen.
I'm asking the question. Yeah. So that's why, as somebody
there's no real rush for
done
it.
Done the inducing before.
No, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I think she's ready to go. She is ready to go.
Oh, they're always ready to go by now.
Yes.
They've all said, okay, let's go.
Let's go. She's having a hard time sleeping, so she is ready to go. So I don't think she's going to want this to carry on too much longer. But as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really matter for
me. She can't wait for Lakeisha to get out into the world.
Yeah. She's like, can you wait till 2:01, till the show's over, and then we can start.
By the way, we don't usually, we're not a real big pre-planning group around here.
That's
we don't,
fair to say,
We don't normally pre-plan
stuff.
How
dare you?
Well, I'm just pointing it out that we don't always... But the fact that we actually pre-planned this
yeah.
and had Wiggy in
Wiggy's
the house
in, the house. He's
in
here.
Case
yes.
you get the
That's
call.
That's right. I could.
In case that phone starts buzzing
I got
over
my
there.
Ringer on, so just let the record show.
I'm like your plug, man. I'm always on call.
So I asked you this yesterday. Was yeah. shocked at the answer. I'll yes. ask it again today.
Yeah.
Is your wife at work again today?
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's nuts.
Woman,
see,
that's
is
impressive.
A beast.
Yeah, that's
nuts.
Impressive.
She is.
She's a big no days off fan. She loves
right.
Belichick.
So that, see,
yeah, it's a big
so
thing.
So she
yeah.
probably would.
Keith's going to take yeah. 4 weeks off. She's going right. to take right. a day and go
well,
back to
because all
work.
The time that she can take.
She heard the
she
story of Wally
right.
Pimp.
Right. She's like, I can't possibly let somebody else come and take my job. No, she also doesn't want to just stare at the wall, she says.
No
what's she going to do?
Days off.
And that's a big mantra
no
of hers.
Days
she's always chanting that around the house.
What does she do?
She works. She's a manager at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
she's on her feet.
All right.
She's doing stuff around
right,
like that.
She's telling people
yeah.
what to do. So.
She's right. She's telling people what to do. Yep. Exactly. So she doesn't want to just
I
lay
wonder,
around at
I
home all day.
I wonder if her coworkers at Whole Foods are saying, could you maybe not come in today? Because I don't want to have to be the one to deliver this kid.
Well, they every day they see her, they're like, seriously?
Well, that's
like, seriously? You're still here?
That's
like,
a good story,
what are you
though.
Doing?
I mean, you,
yeah.
know, the, you know.
It would be. It would be a nice touch. Maybe she could be in the paper
well,
for that.
Well, now forget about the paper. Somebody pulls out the cell phone, you go yeah. viral. Now, yeah. next thing you know, woman has baby in aisle six next
right.
to the watermelons.
Right. That could be a nice, that could be even a movie you could spin that out of. That'd be a really nice moment.
That seems a little much.
Maybe.
But, I mean, you don't know.
There's a shortage of ideas out there in Hollywood. So I think that could be a good idea. But yeah, so she's at work
I mean,
right
it'd
now.
Be great for Lakeisha. She gets older. She could tell her story. Like,
yeah.
She was born in the grocery store.
This is
store.
Where I was born, right here. She'd go back, maybe get a discount, something like that. It'd be nice.
So it seems that the more things change, the more they stay the same because already, and we've just started getting into the whole free agency thing. Kawhi Leonard's reportedly going to meet with the Clippers on July 2nd. So this whole thing is once again set up to just tease the hell out of you and then break your heart.
Yeah.
Because we're hearing it out there again. This guy who I guess he's a Boston sports senior insider. Yeah, right.
Ooh, that's a nice title.
I
maybe,
like it.
That's pretty high up there.
I think Dale's a Boston sports senior insider.
Yeah, could be.
That
yeah.
could work.
Wiggy, or senior
hockey
anyway.
Guy?
Definitely
but
up there.
Others are writing similar things.
Okay.
Boston is officially on Kevin Durant's list for a free agency meeting. Hearing that Durant already contacted Gordon Hayward with questions regarding the training medical staff in Boston.
Yes.
Well, Gordon Hayward would be an expert on that.
Well, that's a good
no,
idea.
He's got one question for Hayward. He's like, are you going to opt out next year,
can
please?
We roll,
can
we,
you leave?
We can roll out Brady. Did we roll out Brady
yeah,
last
that
time?
Yeah, that didn't work. Yeah, we tried that.
Well, that's because we rolled out Olynyk.
They
right.
canceled out.
Right. So
Durant said, I like yeah. seeing Brady, but this guy.
No. So we're back on Kevin Durant watch. I know, Wiggy, you got to be excited
is it,
about
is
this.
It, yeah, well, because if you're looking at the Celtics, I mean, let's be honest here. If the Celtics don't do anything, and I've said this and I'll continue to say it, they're going to be in basketball purgatory. And, Keith, you know because
middle of the pack.
Yeah, you're not going to win a championship there. You're not even going to get to a championship. And at the end of the day, it's about how do you get this team not to the postseason, not to an Eastern Conference Finals, but to an NBA Finals. And if you don't have a Kevin Durant,
but how do you get Kevin Durant? Like, let's
could you get
unpack
Kevin Durant and still keep Kyrie Irving? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so.
You couldn't have.
No, I mean, I well, no, not if Durant wants max money. No,
okay.
Like of course you could just he could take a certain number and then,
right.
and then I think you could. Make
well,
that
no,
work.
I'll tell you how he can get max money, and this could actually happen.
Okay, I'll play along.
Sign and trade. He signs the max deal with Golden State.
Right.
Whatever package you were putting together to theoretically go get Anthony Davis, you put that same story. And by the way, that's going to mean Tatum and Brown, and off they go, and you're going to end up, you know.
No,
gutting.
You wouldn't have to do all of that, I wouldn't think.
Well,
for one thing, you got to make
the money you would. Yeah,
because
so,
he's got
the
money. Achilles,
so smart.
Because he's got the Achilles injury?
He's going to miss a year.
He's going to miss a whole year.
And you know that. You know that going into it. But a sign and trade is a possibility. And this is, we talked about this a week or so ago. There was some thought that, you know, maybe the Warriors would do this to facilitate a deal to the Knicks.
Yeah.
But then they wouldn't lose this guy for nothing at the end of next year. They get something in return. Look, I can take you to the highest authority out there if you want.
Yeah,
forget
let's do
about,
that.
Forget about Woj.
Let's do that.
Forget about Jackie McMullen.
Okay.
We need somebody who knows what the hell they're talking
Good.
About.
Is it possible he would go to the Celtics? Sure it is.
Oh,
don't rule that one out because they have the cap room. What if he convinced Kyrie, I'm going to take you back to Boston and we're going to make you a success in Boston.
Oh, no.
Okay, Kevin loves the Celtics. He loves the tradition. He loves the city. He's talked about it before. I'm just saying that's a long, long shot, but it's still a shot. Don't rule out the Dallas Mavericks or the Houston Rockets playing with James Harden because Daryl Morey says I'm willing to shake it completely up. I'm just saying that's how Kevin would shock you and drop your jaw, right? He would drop your jaw if he went to one of those teams.
If he went to Houston, yes.
Well, who saw Golden State coming the first time around?
Oh my God. Are almost stop right there. Stop right there. Who saw the Warriors? Wojnarowski wrote an article like 8 months before he went to the Warriors.
Who saw Golden State coming the first time around?
Woj did. Woj saw it. Woj heard about it. Woj knew.
Doesn't Kevin Durant, I mean, we obviously know that he has some type of a relationship with Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge really claims he would have drafted
him. Is it that far-fetched to believe? He wants to go somewhere. Right? Does he want to go back to Golden State, Kevin Durant? It seems like he doesn't.
No, I don't think he does want to go to Golden State.
So
I kept thinking Brooklyn or New York with Irving, didn't you?
But why Brooklyn or New York, right?
These guys love New York more than Boston. You got to admit that.
I could admit
there's
that.
There's more of an appeal to the city. Not for me personally, right. But for most people, there's more of an appeal to New York. And doesn't it mean more if you're the guy that made the Knicks good again and won the title for the Knicks?
Okay.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, you're a legend.
The Lakers win all the time. Okay,
I can see the Knicks because they're kind of a story franchise, but what about Brooklyn?
I don't know. I just, the Kyrie connection, because it's the closest one to his home, maybe. I don't know. I don't get that one either, but I think it's just the allure of the city.
So that's why I say, if you could potentially somehow, why couldn't you go after Kevin Durant? And aren't there reports that he's going to take a meeting with the Celtics to meet with them?
I mean,
there are reports. I don't know if I believe them.
So one of the keys to this is, as we've heard, you know, Kawhi Leonard has opted out. Horford's going to opt out. Kyrie Irving's going to opt out.
Everybody's opted out.
But we haven't heard about Durant opting out yet, have we?
No.
We haven't heard about that. So he's going to have to, because he also has a player option, which he could just pick it up, make $31 million to rehab all year,
right,
and then become a free agent. That's one option.
But he could opt out
and sign a max deal with somebody.
A max deal and still rehab and still get the money.
But I don't think the Celtics even have a max spot left right now, and that's also assuming Kyrie's gone.
See, so I don't know. That's a question for
minutiae.
Let's talk
about the Kyrie's gone part of it, okay?
Yeah.
We all think he's gone.
Yes.
Wiggy might not. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Nope.
Convince Kyrie, I'm going to take you back to Boston, and we're going to make you a success in Boston. Okay, Kevin.
I think there's a chance Kyrie comes back.
All right, well, maybe.
Really?
Maybe there's another basketball insider who agrees with you and somehow wants
As good as Skip?
Even better.
Better than Skip?
Here's what Chris Broussard says.
I was Kyrie. I would get on the phone with KD, and I know they're talking. They want to play together and all that. See if you could convince KD to play in Boston. And see if you, and then get on the horn with Danny Ainge and say, let's do a sign and trade with Golden State. Because Golden State, if they're going to lose KD, you don't think they take Jaylen Brown and maybe if they can get Jason Tatum, but something.
Bogier.
Right. They need depth.
Yeah, but I just don't see a scenario. And I could be wrong, but a sign and trade to get that kind of talent in there, because if you're Kevin Durant, it's sort of these signing trades. You're talking to your team saying, "Listen, I could just leave. I could just leave. Like right. I'm an unrestricted free agent.
You
I could just
pay
go
me
somewhere.
To not play next year, yeah. and then
but
I'm
doesn't
out.
Doesn't the signing trade get you more money though?
The signing trade gets the player more money, so it is a give and take, and I understand that. But you're not
$50 million more, by the
right?
Way.
But the Celtics wouldn't trade Tatum, Brown, and all these picks for Anthony Davis, who you actually had to make a trade for.
He wasn't going to stay.
No, but that's the difference, right. Dale.
You'd have this guy under contract.
If you
for
did a sign
years.
And trade, you would get him to a long term deal. So my point is, he'd be staying unless there's some type of player option in there after year three.
But my point is, you don't really cash in these situations if you're the Warriors. You get like a pick, or you would get something.
You'd get players.
I know, but you shouldn't. But you shouldn't get a Jason Tatum level.
Oh no,
player.
See, I disagree with you.
Really?
If what I'm getting is Kevin Durant under a 5-year deal, then okay, now it's worth more to me. If I'm trading for Anthony Davis for a year and then he's walking out the door, I'm not giving you a crap ton of stuff.
So I'm not explaining it well enough. My point is Kevin Durant could just leave.
He could just.
It's not like he's not the Warriors' property. So the only reason why the Warriors would make that agreement, they would do that for him, is so they can get a little something and he can make a little more money. Otherwise, he could just go sign wherever he wants.
Right, but if he signs wherever he wants, he's leaving more money on the table.
It's $50 million. It's not a little
and
money.
And then if you're Golden State, if he decides to opt out and become a free agent and you lose him, you get nothing for him. At least in a sign and trade, like Dale says, you now get potentially Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, some draft picks, whatever else. So you're
But why do you have to give up all that stuff? If you're the Celtics, why would you have to give all that stuff up?
Because now you...
He wants to play for you in this scenario, would you trade all your young guys for him?
I don't think
you just sign him.
I don't think he necessarily wants to play for you.
Because if you have him now, then you could maybe talk Kyrie into staying.
No.
If you wait till he's a free agent a year from now, Kyrie's gone. He's signed with Brooklyn or whatever.
He could be a free agent this weekend.
Yeah, he could
be
a free agent.
He's not going to do that, apparently.
Why? He could do that, and I agree with you, but the reason... It's more attractive for the sign and trade for both Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. Because if he decides to leave, right?
I understand those two parties, but why for the Celtics?
Because the only way they can get him is a sign and trade. They can't afford
sign.
The only way you get him is that.
So, and I understand that part of it. But go back to when didn't the Miami Heat do a sign and trade with Cleveland and with Toronto to get LeBron and Bosch? They didn't get like great players. They get like a trade exemption and like a late first round pick because you don't need to give up that much. So like, what's the incentive for the Celtics?
If you're Boston, because there's a chance if you let him go to free agency, he decides, you know what, maybe I want to go play.
Well, that doesn't sound like a guy that wants to play with you then.
No, well, that's a guy who wants to figure out where's the best option. And maybe he says, oh, I want to go to New York and play because.
But why would he agree to a sign and trade?
Because New York wouldn't be able to do a sign and trade so he could
get. Why couldn't they?
Oh, they could.
But if you're Golden State, you're not getting as much back.
All right, but let's whittle this down. Would you want Kevin Durant, even though he's got an Achilles injury and he's not going to play all next season?
Yes, I wanted.
And you want Irving back?
I wanted. Anthony,
well, I know you do.
I wanted Anthony Davis, even if it was on a 1 year deal with the chance that a very high percentage that he wouldn't come, that you wouldn't be getting him. I'm looking at how do you make the Celtics better. From what I've seen with the Boston Celtics and where they are, I don't feel like putting your money or staking everything into Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum is the right thing to do.
Would you want Kevin Durant, Dale?
Sure.
I mean,
look, there are legitimate...
He seems almost as much of a turd as Irving.
There are legitimate questions.
They're all turds, though. Let's be honest.
Rich, we've talked about this. We could only come up with one guy who had this kind of injury and came back to some semblance of his former self.
Yeah, see, that's...
All we had was Dominique Wilkins.
Right.
We couldn't come up with anybody else who came back to be, you know, at least a similar player.
Right. I remember the Dominique. They were kind of close in age. Wasn't Dominique about 31 when he did his
something game? Like that.
And he came back and had similar scoring numbers.
Because Durant's
most
30.
Of the guys who have this don't come back anywhere close to what they
were. Yeah, but who are those guys, though, when you start to think about some of those players? Who were the elite players that...
Kobe.
But Kobe was
older. I'm trying to think.
So that's what I'm saying. There's really not been many guys out there that were... You know, how old is Kevin Durant? 30 years old?
30.
All right, so there really hasn't been many guys that have been 30 years old that we've seen that were, you know, elite level, you know, superstar basketball players that blew their Achilles out. And we haven't seen them. We've seen Kobe later in his career. We did see the Dominique Wilkins, but he came back and he still was able to play at a high level.
But do you think Kyrie, we've already heard the reports that Kyrie doesn't like Boston, Brad Stevens, or Danny Ainge. So do you think Kevin Durant would really make it all that much better for him?
Well, if it's Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, I believe so.
But why wouldn't he just do that in New York or Brooklyn?
I don't believe the fact that he doesn't like Danny Ainge and he doesn't like
Jackie McMullen.
He doesn't like Boston. I think Jackie McMullen.
Who I think is a real credible source.
Yeah, I think she's a very credible. She did a story on, you know, one of my high school basketball players. She knows her basketball.
Also, checks out then?
Yeah, checks out.
Okay.
But what she never really said why he doesn't like Boston. Like, I don't really
No,
like,
but that's good enough for me. If she says he doesn't like Boston, he doesn't like Boston. How do you not like Danny Ainge?
But you played in Cleveland.
No, I understand. So,
I never really buy into when people say, well, they don't like the city. It has nothing to do with the city. It has nothing to do with the nightlife, because during basketball season, they're on the road, they're playing a ton of games, and then when the off season comes, they move and go live wherever.
The other big story, I think Mark Stein had this and maybe a couple of others, is that Brooklyn, they want Kyrie Irving is trying to sell Durant and DeAndre Jordan on Brooklyn. That's okay. Like his big pitch. He's trying to get both of those guys to come to Brooklyn. And then if you combine it with the New York Daily Post from last week, they said they might have cold feet about Irving unless they can get him with a friend.
Right. And I just think that friend would be Durant. It wouldn't be DeAndre Jordan.
No. I would hope not. But I just don't know why Kyrie would change his mind.
Because if he starts to see the lay of the land and things, let's say Kawhi Leonard does sign with the Clippers, right? Let's say he does decide to go west, which I believe he's going back to California.
Okay.
So let's say he does. Now, if you're Kyrie Irving, you're looking at it and going, okay, maybe, you know, do I really want to go to Brooklyn and have to deal with, you know, young guys like I did in Boston? Maybe I can get Durant to come here. We could do some things. We could get rid of some of the guys. And I could, you know, sit down with Brad Stevens and we could figure this thing out.
Maybe. Look, I'm under the impression that nobody wants to play here anyway. In my opinion, this is all a pipe dream. But let's play it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you could do a sign and trade with Golden State that brings Kevin Durant back here, if you're a Celtics fan, do you want to do it? 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll talk with you about that. We've got some other things on the table. I don't know how Stan Grossfeld does this stuff. Yeah, I don't know how he gets the ideas.
This is an exclusive.
All of a sudden,
sure.
Out of the blue today, yeah. It appears online. Stan Grossfeld is out on a lobstering expedition with a hard-working man of the people.
Love lobster.
Up at 3:30 in the morning, out of the house at 4:15, out running 800 traps off the coast of Massachusetts.
Those are early hours.
Oh, that's what happens when you're a fisherman.
That's true.
That's what former Red Sox skipper John Farrell is now doing. We'll talk about that as well. First, we've got a trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I will say this, a potential sign and trade that lands you Kevin Durant is a hell of a lot more exciting than making an RFA offer for Malcolm Brogdon and waiting to see if the Bucks match it.
That is definitely true.
It's got a little more oomph to it, a little more spice, and a little more sizzle.
The NBA is so crazy that you can throw out a rumor like, oh, Kevin Durant and the Celtics, and then like it could actually happen. No, but it could happen is the other part of it. Like, yeah, of course we run with it, but it also could happen. Look at all the star players just over the last couple of years that have all jumped teams, and even more are going to do it this year. So it could happen. And just, you know, what would have to be the circumstance to get him? And then would you stomach another year of Kyrie? Because you wouldn't trade for Durant without Kyrie, would you?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
So then you kind of redshirt him for a year?
I don't know.
So then you're really punting on a whole season.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you look at it,
especially depending on what you got to give up in the sign and trade to get him in here.
But it's about, see, I think what's clouding your judgment and where you're kind of looking at this with foggy sunglasses on. You're worried about next year. That's the problem.
So oh, no, with Durant, you know he's not playing well, next year.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if you don't have Durant next year, are you winning the title?
No.
Are you going to be in a title conversation?
You are not.
Okay, so you're going to have to scrap next year anyways. I don't care if you got the young kids, you don't have the young kids, whatever it is. Next year, it's not
If Kawhi Leonard does go to the Clippers,
right?
Would you bet all of your money on any one of the Eastern Conference
I wouldn't bet
teams?
All of my money on any one of the Eastern Conference teams.
I'd like Milwaukee a lot, though.
But Milwaukee would be the favorite.
Yeah, right, but sure. I would have other teams that I feel like in a seven-game series would beat the Celtics.
Why not us?
Why not us? Why not us?
Yeah. Kurt Schilling wearing that T-shirt even
why
as we
not
speak.
Us? No, but I will tell you why not.
If Leonard's gone, and you still have Tatum and Brown, and if let's say Hayward's better, maybe not last year in Utah good, but he's a lot better than he was
this year.
Let's
say your top three players, Tatum,
Hayward, Brown.
There you go.
You don't think you can compete in the East?
I don't think you beat Philly. I don't think.
What is Philly going to be? They might lose Harris and Butler.
But I think even with Simmons.
They want Horford, supposedly.
But I think even with Simmons, right? And
Simmons and Embiid. Simmons is overrated.
They'll add somebody to the thing. Let's think that these teams are going to add somebody.
They might lose Redick, too.
But let's say if they lose Jimmy Butler, maybe they re-sign Harris. So they're going to add something to the team.
Okay.
You talk about Milwaukee. You get Victor Oladipo back.
Indiana gets
Victor Oladipo back. Maybe that's a toss-up series.
Yeah.
I still think Toronto, even if they do lose Kawhi Leonard, they still got a pretty good team now.
But
what you're talking about.
No, I know. There's a lot of,
They'll still have Siakam. They'll re-sign Gasol.
Right.
You'll get Van Fleet back.
Mm-hmm. You got your guy Lowry.
You got my guy Lowry.
Your superstars.
Let's bumper sticker this and make it a simple, easy choice for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to give up players to get Kevin Durant? That's the first part of it. The second part of it is, do you think there's any chance he returns to being anything like he used to be? I've got the list in front of me here.
And really,
I'm telling you, this is not good.
And how you answer the second one is how you should answer the first one. Right? If you don't think he's ever going to be the same, why would you give up players and spend a zillion dollars on him? You wouldn't. And I'm afraid that by the time he comes back, he's going to be, 31, 32 off of an Achilles injury. I don't love the chances there.
SB Nation did a whole article on this, on Achilles tendon injuries in NBA players and what they were before and what they were after. The paragraph that they read about Dominique Wilkins, and he was 32 when it happened to him. January 1992, he was 32 years old. No player has ever recovered to the same level that Dominique Wilkins did after a torn Achilles. Across his next two seasons, he averaged 28 points, nearly 7 rebounds per game, 45% shooting. His numbers declined the next year, but he also turned 35. You know, that was going to happen eventually.
Right.
But I'm going through the list here. Lafonso Ellis was 26 when it happened to him. He played 6 more seasons. Never even hit 15 points per game ever again after that.
I like Lafonso Ellis.
I know.
Good.
Elton Brand, he was 28 when it happened. He never, ever got back to his previous numbers. In fact, his quote was, "I didn't have the same explosiveness that I had. I regained and then I lost it. I didn't have it. I had to change my game a little bit where I jumped off 2 feet and I was a little bit slower." Chauncey Billups, now he was 35, so you know you can put him at the other end.
Right.
Anderson Varejao was 32, played 67 games over the next two seasons combined.
Yeah, I think that's a real
issue. Injury ended his career effectively.
No, I think that is pretty significant. And I know there are different injuries, but watching Gordon Hayward is a great example of you can't just assume the guy is going to snap back and be like, oh, he recovered, he did his surgery, and now here he is, and he's ready to go. Like, no, we saw a whole year play out. Hayward missed a year, then had a lost year. So even if Durant...
But we've seen guys come back from Achilles injuries.
But
if you're you're throwing that, and you say Dominique Wilkins is the outlier. Rudy Gay, he blew his Achilles out at 30 years old, and he kind of never really got back to that point. But
yeah,
I think Durant will
play again. I just don't know if he'll be like an All-NBA.
But all those guys that you've named, besides Kobe, which was later in his career, none of them were at that elite level of, let's call it, basketball play. So let's say Durant goes from, averaging 28 points a game to 24 points a game. You know, you're still talking about a guy that's going to be one of the top players in the NBA. And if you look at the way Kevin Durant's game is played, it's not about explosion with him. He's not like an explosive LeBron James style of player.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call like Elton Brand explosive either.
Right.
And,
well,
he never came back, and he was worried about that. Right, so whatever explosion that you did have or you did use,
right,
it was gone.
You probably lose some, but you got to also think that Kevin Durant's a 6'11 kind of shooting guard.
Right.
And a lot of his game is based on his ability to make that outside jumper. To, you know, it's hard for guys, regardless if he has lift or not. I bet you he doesn't have the most, you know, craziest vertical anyways. He's just so much taller than everybody else. I feel like when I look at his game, he's a guy that can come back from this injury because of the way his game is right now.
And maybe he could. And like, do you think guys play, like elite guys can play longer than they used to play too? Like that might be another part of it too.
Now with the science and all that, I mean, think about, you know, an ACL injury, which you talk about. Clay Thompson, who suffered it. You know, he'll be back in 10, 12 months and he'll be back to the Clay Thompson we've seen.
So for pretty much a week now, we've heard from Celtics fans, not named Wiggy.
Yes.
Okay, because Wiggy's on a different page than some of these other folks.
I'm on championship Celtics.
We've heard from a lot of folks who said, you know what, see ya. See you, Kyrie. I don't want you back.
Most.
Let me just finish, though, before we start. So now all of a sudden, if Kyrie would not only return but bring you Kevin Durant, do those same Celtics fans go, oh, okay.
Of course they
All right,
do.
We're good.
I bet a lot of them do, because that was the only way, for me anyway. Like, I didn't like the idea of the Anthony Davis thing, because I thought he was going to leave in a year. But the only way it would have even made sense to me is if you had both of those guys. And you just got to kind of turn your eye to the nonsense that they have and just hope that the talent wins out. So the same reservations that the Brooklyn Nets have right now about just Kyrie, the Celtics should too. Because why would it be different unless he had another superstar buddy?
It won't be. It'll be the same
If he has another superstar buddy, that's
a better superstar.
Well, yeah, but that's the only way you can talk yourself into
it. Wiggy, with all due respect, he's not a one. He is not your star. You are not going to win with Kyrie Irving being your star.
You're not going to win with one guy.
No, I understand.
Anyways.
I'm saying he's got to be Robin. He can't be a Batman. We've already seen that.
I mean, he could be Robin. He could be a Batman in a series if he needs to be. We've seen him do that before.
He can hit a shot. He can play a series.
He could play a series. He did it in the Golden State series. He was a big part of it. He was almost the MVP when you look at, and he was a big part of helping the Celtics be the number one seed that year when he didn't play in the playoffs. If it wasn't for Kyrie Irving, you think they end up being the number one seed? No. So when you look at Kyrie Irving as a player, it's like any other player. Giannis will never win a championship until he gets that next player next to him that will be able to help him out or help him win a series.
They were the two seed that year, but I got you. I got your point.
Well, they were the they had home court what I meant when you looked at that. But Giannis will never be the guy that wins a championship.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You don't think Giannis can ever win a title?
Not unless he gets that next guy.
Well, he's
got to get that next guy. He's got to get
We just saw a guy win a title without the next guy.
You can't say Lowry is the guy.
No, but how did Lowry play at times? I can't even spit out his last name.
We got issues with that.
Not only that, but how did Pascal play?
Pascal Siakam was good, but those guys, I wouldn't say either one are a true superstar. They were kind of up and down, up and down.
But you don't have anyone at all. You don't have anybody comparable.
Middleton's just as good as those guys.
But you don't have anybody comparable on this Celtics team.
Oh, I know.
We're talking about Giannis. But even Middleton, right?
Middleton can step up and do it.
Middleton has to make sure but you still need another one, right? Because when Kyle maybe didn't play as well, you saw Pascal have big games, right? Then you saw Kyle have big games.
Yeah, they got let down. I mean, Bledsoe's not good enough for him. Like, they need somebody better.
I understand.
Giannis can do it. Giannis can be the best player on a title team.
Be the best player, but he's still going to need a bat, you know, Robin and
Red
you know,
Hood
Alfred
and,
or something.
Oracle.
You know, Daredevil.
Alfred. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your calls next. Top of the hour, we'll talk about John Farrell's new career. Well, 2 months out of the year,
anyway. I like
this
new career choice.
It was interesting. We'll talk about that coming up. Did you?
Yeah, one time.
I went out with my friend a couple of times. That is a hard way to make a good living, man.
if it's a good living. We'll get back to the calls with you coming up next. Dale and Keith with Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to thank my dad. Obviously, you know, my dad is not here with me, but... you know, two years ago, and you know, I had the goal in my head that I'm going to be the best player in the league. Yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my team win, and I'm going to win the MVP.
Been a lot of emotion in the NBA over the last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
There?
These guys are emotional.
Draft night, you had
good.
It. Giannis last night. I loved it.
That was great. That was great stuff from Giannis last night.
His mom's sitting there applauding.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
All cool.
24 years old, best player in the league. Exciting stuff.
But you know what? I looked at...
I don't believe there's anybody to blame.
Sounds like Rich Keefe. Is that the Rich Keefe audio?
No, that's Bob Myers.
Was that Giannis
very different. It's very different.
But every day that I step on the floor, I always think about my dad, and that motivates me, and it pushed me to play harder.
It worked. You were fantastic.
He better work on a shot, man. He's not going to be able to win no titles. We'll
but see. I understand this world... And,
so which is it, Wiggy? Does he need teammates or does he need a jump shot?
I mean, you baffle me here. He is the best player in the league.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's not going to be able to win titles unless
be
he
difficult.
Gets better than the best player in the league.
He's got to get better. When you looked at the postseason, that was the one thing that really stood out to me about Giannis. I thought he had a really good postseason. But if
this may
could defend him.
I don't think every guy has to shoot threes. I know
that's what they do.
I understand.
No, that's not
the way we play the game.
I understand that's crazy.
But even his mid-range, though, you can defend Giannis. And
he can dunk from the free throw line.
Nobody does. If you can, why don't people?
You can defend. Well, I think they did a pretty good job of it in the Toronto series. You can defend Giannis. I think he's a very, very talented player. He deserved the MVP. I would love to have him on the Celtics, but you know he's got to need those players around him.
What I will say is most great players take what they do in the regular season and they're even better in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And he was about the same. Like he didn't really have that next level
yet.
I think that could happen.
Well, that's going to come. I said it's going to come with his mid range. He doesn't have to be a great 3-point shooter like.
He only averaged 25.5 points in the playoffs this year.
Right. Which was lower than his regular season. So my point is, like, sometimes you get a guy like, you know, you go back and look at some of the Shaq years.
Mm.
You know, he gets into the playoffs, and you're like, holy smokes. Like, look at those numbers compared to what he did in the regular season, and they just play a little bit better. And he was about the same. I mean, the rebounding numbers, assist numbers, all that stuff was about the same. So I think he'll be great.
Kawhi Leonard was like, if you looked at Kawhi Leonard's postseason performance, and then you looked at Giannis, you go, okay, that's what Giannis has to do. He has to take that next step.
That's a good example.
He has to take that next step, and Kawhi was able to do that. That's why I think, you know, if I had to pick between Giannis and Kawhi, give me Kawhi.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, so that, for example, he averaged 26.5 points in the regular season, like 30.5 in the playoffs.
Right.
Like, that's the jump, and that's what Giannis needs to do.
How much of that, and I know we're it's like either or. I understand that.
Right.
A, Kawhi doesn't win a title if Kevin Durant doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
He does not win the title.
Right.
And we aren't talking about, you know, oh my God, did you see what Toronto did? They would have failed in their Kawhi move if it wasn't for the fact that...
But they would have made it further than
they would have gotten further. They would have lost.
They also would have made it further than they've ever made in franchise history. And I think for them, that was the hurdle that they needed to get over.
We've turned this into, look at the chance they took. It paid off. It paid off because of things outside of their control.
Well, and it also goes, the bottom line.
It also goes to show you, and we've said it here before, and they were saying it, and there were people in Golden State saying it, that the Warriors were a better team without Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They were actually, and we said it here.
Sorry, not buying that.
Well,
that's
we said it here with the Celtics, that the Celtics are a better team with Kyrie Irving.
Didn't buy that either.
And I think you saw what the Warriors were without Kevin Durant. Can they win? Yes, they won a title before, which is different.
They also needed Klay Thompson to get hurt, too.
Right.
That was the other thing.
Right, but you know, that I completely agree with you. If Kevin Durant's there, and even if Klay gets hurt, I don't think Toronto beats them.
No, probably
well,
not.
Well, if Clay doesn't get hurt, they at least go to game seven, right?
I think they were winning that game six. Thompson was on fire.
Yeah, he was on fire.
He missed a lot of time down the stretch. So I think they would have won that game for sure.
So now we'll get teased for the next couple of weeks. We'll get teased around here. Oh, is Kevin Durant coming? Or is he on the list? Does he want to meet with them? Whoever it is, obviously, is whoever he goes to, assuming that he does, they're willing to buy a red shirt year, right?
That's it.
We're going to pay big money for a red shirt year, but we don't care, even though the 3 years after that might not be that good either.
Yeah, I think I'm a no on Durant. I am. I think
everybody says it. So what do you do then? Right? Do you, everybody's saying stick with the young kids and let's ride it out from here. I think people have way more confidence in the young players, which I don't understand why.
So I would
it's watching them and you look at them and you go, okay, I think that Jaylen Brown is a good player, but is he a player that is going to get you to the next level? And the next level here is to the NBA Finals. No.
So I think you have to hope that Jason Tatum turns into an all-star, all-NBA player. Top 10, top 15, yes. Right. I think you can also spend a decent amount of money on D'Angelo Russell, who's already an all-star. He's younger than Kyrie. You bring him in, and then you sort of build with those two and with Jaylen Brown, and then you see what the future holds as far as...
But if you had Kyrie Irving and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum... And they couldn't get it done. You think D'Angelo Russell and Jaylen Brown...
Because he's more their peer. He's closer to those guys than Kyrie is. Kyrie felt like he was above the whole situation, and he didn't make those guys better. I think Russell would be a better fit.
But who knows how Russell...
I don't know for sure, I know it's not Kyrie.
You see what Russell has become in Brooklyn. He wasn't able to do it in L.A., right? Think about in L.A., he went to Brooklyn and he was able to find himself there and become a certain player. Now he's a guy that it looks like, I could put a team on my back or I could be the guy.
Yeah, he might have to at times here.
People have been pursuing this story really for a couple of years now. Where's John Farrell and what is he doing? Believe it or not, people have been pursuing this. Stan Grossfeld got it. I don't know how, but he did. We'll talk about John Farrell Lobsterman coming up in just a couple of minutes. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.